responsive melody time again as we read from the Sacred Scriptures. The Seven Last Words. Someone has said, a word of forgiveness for an ignorant crowd. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. A word of assurance for a dying thief. Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. A word of provision for a grieving mother. Woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. A word of wonderment for an heavenly father. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? A word of physical need for the tending soldiers. I thirst. A word of victory for both the seen and unseen spectators to Calvary. It is finished. A word of committal for the God whose presence was now nearer than life. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Gospel according to Dr. Luke. The people stood by watching, and the rulers joined in pouring scorn on the Lord Jesus. He saved others, they said. If he is the Christ, God's chosen, let him save himself. The soldiers too mocked him. When they came and offered him vinegar by saying, if thou art the King of the Jews, save thyself. A proclamation had been written up over him in Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. And one of the two thieves who hung there fell to blaspheming against him. Save thyself, he said, and us too, if thou art the Christ. But the other rebuked him. What, he said, hast thou no fear of God when thou art undergoing the same sentence? And we justly enough, we receive no more than is the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. And then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said to him, I promise thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. The cross always divides. On one side, a man who rejects. On the other, a man who believes. On one side, a man who went to hell. On the other side, a man who went to paradise. I'd like to leave you with a question to ponder. On which side of the cross do you really stand?